Buster runs another stop sign. Happy ever after, once she lets her guard down, laughing at the stupid things I say. Moonlight underneath the window, reflecting in the teardrops falling on the pillow. And she asks me, have you ever been so happy that it makes you want to cry? Have you ever been so happy?
No communication. So I have no idea what's going, what's happening at all. None. You're wrong mic there, buddy.
It feels almost
like...
You are
the right mic, though. You are Mike Carano. That there is right Tyler mic. Quits Radio. I am Anderson.
Oh, that should be my new Twitter name.
I just came up with it.
That's so good.
As I was looking at you.
That's you better grab so it quick good. Before someone else takes it.
Before a camper gets out there. I got connections at Twitter now. They can hook me up.
Do you really?
Hey, guys, make us feel good. Tyler, turn everything down in there. I don't want any single one of those 17 ears in there. Yes, Rune is missing an ear.
I'll crank it up so they can hear you.
Listen to
There's
a
no
goddamn syllable. Not a single syllable. Nothing that I say should be heard by them. Can do nothing but harm me, harm us, harm the show. We have a bunch of muckywucks in there.
That applies to all of us at almost everything
I'm
we
sorry,
do.
Dr. Seuss. What do we have in here?
Muckywucks are in there. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the After Disaster. We are back. It has been way too goddamn long.
It has been. In fact, I thought we were off this evening. So
get our egos inflated immediately by calling 1-800-LOUD-191. That's right, 1-800-LOUD-191. There you got our first caller calling from the distant past.
I got a feeling the phones aren't working.
Nope. It's our listeners who aren't working because we got zero plug tonight on the real on the pre-show. Rune is back, which is ruining my existence at Loveline. So far, it's been two nights in.
Let's see what the prisoners think about that.
I don't know why prisoners are involved in that.
They sound like jail prisoners.
Why are you asking prisoners? But yeah, Rune, since Tyler has quit, the guy that I'm begging for to get the job is not getting the job, and Rune is getting the job, and it's destroying my existence.
You know what we forgot to do is talk to Tyler about the new no inside joke thing.
Sorry, Rune, I was kidding. Not really, but Rune, sorry. Yeah, Tyler. Mike and I had a long discussion about this here program.
Oh, God. Thanks for including me.
So far, we've had one call, and they hung up almost immediately.
It. God damn it.
That's a bad
They were going to call about an inside joke.
they're like, we weren't doing them.
It's everything. Fluffernutter, Shing, Sheet Writer.
So, yeah, Mike and I talked about the Forget Everything You Know, which we need to go back to that, and not have inside fucking baseball, which you are the perpetuator of, Tyler. It is you. It is your fault.
We weren't talking about it in a... I can hardly hear myself.
You know, by the way, Rune, if you don't know who Rune is, Rune's the guy who worked here for a while. He went through my bucket, then he got fired. Now he's back because Tyler quit, and he ruins my life.
He went through my bucket. How inside is that?
I have a bucket. That's radio for briefcase.
Yeah, let's not do inside jokes. We'll just retell all jokes
We're
again.
We're going to tell everything. It's not a joke. This is reality. Tonight on the program...
Oh, that's our new tagline. It's not a joke. It's reality.
Hey, am I loud enough? Because I can...
Yes, you're loud. My ears are bleeding.
Jesus okay. Christ.
No, I turned up the headset.
Turn it up even more, then. Turn it up.
Well, tonight then you guys are really loud.
Tonight on the program, going to give an update on my garden. A lot of people are asking for updates on my garden that I got in my backyard. I made myself a garden. I got a garden going. Also going to talk about what Drew and his daughter and apparently his wife also did on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew, this involves you, Mike Corona.
It does?
Yes, it does. Drew and his daughter and his wife were all doing something that involves Mike Corona.
They went to your bagel shop?
Western bagel.
About how the word pab is officially taken off.
Dude, there is a newspaper, what are those called? Machines?
Hey,
what are those
you guys
called?
Aware of the conversation we just had moments ago
newspaper
about how we're going to stop doing inside jokes?
I will explain what pab is to everyone who's new.
For all the pussy-ass bitches out there who don't know what pab means, one of them right by my new place of business has pab spray painted on it. It's like someone knew where I was going to be working. It's like a message to me.
I saw some graffiti on Melrose that it said it's a gigantic pab, but the middle one is not an A, but it looks like it from a distance. And it's actual that extensively complicated graffiti that's got an outline and then shading and stuff.
One day we're going to be walking down in a rough area and some guys are going to accost us and we're like, nah, it's cool. We'll like point at the pab sign as if they actually associate us with that.
Pab, that can be our gang. I guess it has been up until we changed the rules. Hey, I don't mean to be crude to start the show.
But you're going to be.
You see that? There's a giant... Loveline listeners will probably...
Holy fuck.
There's a giant...
Does everyone look at something?
There's a giant background for something called Mask.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a... In the background, there's a faint woman kissing a man, mm-hmm. Embracing. Mm-hmm. I just glanced at it, and the white space between them looks like jizz.
This does not work on any level. I'm staring right at it, and it's not. It doesn't work. It's not good in any form.
Okay. Sorry I brought it up.
That is great. See that picture over there? That's not that one thing, but it kind of looks like that one thing, but no one else can see it? Let's talk about that.
I don't like the monkey on there, though.
There's no monkey?
You don't think that's a monkey?
Oh, my God. Now he's got me. Oh, it's a mask. What are you talking about?
It's a monkey.
It's a monkey in a mask. All right, whatever.
A monkey on the sign?
Yeah. We're going to talk about me eating candy that I got for my sister, and then I found out just how homeless she is.
So basically, we're just going to be talking about things Anderson did.
Yes, we're talking about me.
That's all right.
I'm going to talk about my experience on Three's a Crowd that I forgot all about, and I'm going to tell you guys about it. It's a game show. Alan Thicke was the co-host. Host.
Is he still living?
He's still alive. He was the host of the game show that I was on with my ex-girlfriend and my current girlfriend. Well, yeah. It was at the time.
Is anyone a more smug talker than Alan Thicke?
Wait till you hear what happened on that goddamn show. I can't believe I never told you. It's up there. It's second tier, but it's up there with the wiener cutting off. Now, for those of you who don't know, I cut the wiener off of a man once. Okay.
Remember the Thick of the Night, that talk show he had?
No.
It's called Thick of the Night.
He is uncircumcised. Okay.
T-H-I-C-K-E.
I found that out from being on the show.
Did he tell you that or did he show you that?
I'll tell you later.
Tell us now.
All right, let's start with that. There's a show called Three's a Crowd. And it's actually a throwback show, and they reinvented it. They brought it back like in the early 2000s. Might have been late 90s. And what it is, it's a guy, or it could be a girl, and an ex-girlfriend.
An uncircumcised girl.
Ex-girlfriend and a current girlfriend, okay? And then they have a little, they ask questions. It's like the newlywed game. And whoever knows, whatever threesome knows most about, like, the ex-boyfriend wins some kind of trip or money or something. So, of course, I was right in my element.
So it's like the Newlywed Game, but
there's two of them. Three is the crowd, yeah. But you're competing together, which is the weird thing. I think we would have won a trip to Vegas or something, but we came in last place. And I was supposed to get $100. Alan Thicke, where the fuck's my money? I never got my $100.
Was it Jillian on there?
Nope. Long before Jillian. It was a girl whose name I shall not even mention, and my ex-girlfriend named Melissa. And Melissa, we had dated when I was just out of high school. And we broke up, and she replaced me with two 30-year-olds. Immediately.
Bonesy. Yeah.
It's already tense.
Yeah, Melissa
had big
boobs. The
idea of bringing in an ex, and then she has to look at the new girlfriend.
It was kind of weird.
Yeah, it's totally weird.
And Alan Thicke was making fun of my hair because I had black and red hair at the time. And I remember I had some witty comebacks, which they cut out of the broadcast.
Of course.
Making fun of his hair. I'm like, if I touch yours, will it break? Something along those lines. And here's the thing, though. Melissa, the ex-girlfriend, who I just told you. I mean, she's one of these girls dropped out of high school so she could go into financing and like made tons of money. Like, she owns five houses now. She's a millionaire. Sweet girl. I'm still friends with her. She watches Stanley sometimes. But we left the show. Alan Thicke came over and met all of us. And I guess he really left an impression on Melissa, my ex-girlfriend,
right,
who ended up dating Alan Thicke for a full year.
Oh my God.
Full fucking year afterwards, yeah. And I dated this girl for like 3 years. Like, I lived with her for a while. And then she moved on to Alan Thicke.
Wow.
Which I don't know how you guys feel about that, but I get really angry when exes make poor decisions because now I'm in the Alan Thicke camp. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'd be awesome if you kept going on that show and you kept losing a girlfriend to Alan Thicke. He was like, bring that guy back again.
It's the only way.
I need some new strange in my harem.
The only way you can break up.
I'm like his
wingman. We got to get on the show. And Thicke just moves right in.
Wow. That's awesome.
Wow.
And then there's a reality show on the back end of Alan Thicke dating these women that he steals from Anderson.
Alan Thicke's son was older than her. He was also hanging around and trying to hook up with her, apparently.
That is delightful.
Give a picture of her. I'd like to see how good looking she is.
She's an attractive young lady. And I got to hear about Alan Thicke's uncircumcised, thick penis. Tyler, that does not fit there.
I got to say that you, your...
And now every time I see Alan Thicke, I shudder.
I can't
What about his son who's a singer now?
I'm more angry that you didn't tell me this story earlier.
I forgot all about it. I think Jillian brought it up, or we saw him on an infomercial or something. I'm like, oh, that fuck.
Well, here's what I think is odd about it is your ex-girlfriend starts going out with Alan Thicke, and then she comes back around to tell you about his penis.
Well, I'm one of those weird guys that remains friends with most of his ex-girlfriends. Or I did.
Me too, but I don't go, hey, what's that dude's cock
like? You never know when you got to break one out of the glass in case of emergency, right, Anderson?
I didn't.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
Bullpen's
hell yeah,
fucking
brother.
Full. Huh?
Breakout case emergency or boredom.
Jillian,
that's what I'm talking about.
I got my bullpen full. No, Jillian kind of frowns upon me having ex-girlfriends as friends, so she's the first one who kind of broke that streak.
Well, just make them your girlfriend.
I got to say, it's kind of weird because what if she started having a bunch of ex-boyfriends come hanging out at the house?
I wouldn't like that. No, I would not. Here's what I've always said, though, is like if you go out with someone, because I have like a lot of long-term ex-girlfriends, and if you go out with them for a long time, yeah, sure, sex is part of it, but there's also like the human element where you're friends with that person. Even if they weren't sexual organs involved, I would like to hang out with that person.
The only thing is you only say that to her.
Right.
Yeah, I know it. I tell people that too.
I think I might have said it on the show. Like, the best way to figure out if a girl's good for you is pretend that they're like a dude. And if you don't like them when they're a dude, out.
Yep.
Get them out.
What you do is, when they're on the couch, you fucking throw a football at them as hard as you can. Say, heads up!
Mm-hmm. Is that what you do to your male friends?
I don't know. Like, that's what it seems like.
Mike, when was the last
time
you held a football?
I don't know. I like the shape of a football. I like holding one. I like it. It's comforting.
Mike Carano likes photography and holding footballs.
I was that horrible person that played football in high school for a brief period and slept with his ball.
You carried it around school.
I didn't carry it around school, but I did sleep with it. I snuggled with it.
Did you think it was going to make you a better player?
Wait, yeah, I wanted
you
to get
slept with it,
it
at night, but then you didn't carry it at school?
No, because it was too overt at school. I still had to keep that image of like punk rock guy. I don't care because I had like earrings and I smoked, but I played football.
I saw some.
You're
I don't know.
As a quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a documentary or what it was. I saw some television show and they were profiling a kid who was this like. What's it called when you can play an instrument when you're really young?
Virtuoso?
Not virtuoso, protégé. But he was this, maybe
prodigy.
A virtuoso. Prodigy.
Suck it. Protégé.
He smacked
but
his
he
bitch
was this
up.
Guitar prodigy,
hey!
And he was unbelievable.
That's some quality prodigy humor right there.
You know, and he had like a tentative record deal or a real record deal.
Was he a fire starter?
But he had to quit his job to move to LA or something. It was like
Twisted Fire.
It was like a 48 hours on some kid. And his, I remember his mom, who was like the, you know, like white trash country hoe, trying to be sexy. And she was talking about how he's so in love with music, he sleeps with his guitar. And then they showed a picture of him sleeping with his guitar, and I just went, I've had enough of this kid.
Was it creepy?
No, it's just stupid. Like people that are like, I'm so into music, I sleep with my guitar. You're like, shut up. Really?
Maybe he's like really poor and has to sleep in his guitar case, Mike.
I didn't think about that. Now that I noticed that it was red velvet, his bed. But it was just so, you know,
if
so
you were
dumb.
A rock and roll vampire, you could sleep in an oversized like guitar shit case shaped
or
coffin.
If you had childbearing hips as a woman and a really long neck.
Hey, do you think that if you're in Venice and you're
those are the two options.
You man a gondola, you sleep in it because you like your job so much. You sleep in the gondola.
I don't think so. I think when you're down on your luck, you sleep in your gondola.
Oh,
can
true.
I tell you?
So if Rune was a gondola,
you see your vagabondola. Driver,
he'd be swimming in his gondola right now.
Okay, can we talk about sleeping somewhere for a moment?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to be sleeping in my bed for a moment.
All right.
Oh, don't be here then.
All right.
Fuck off.
Just for a moment.
Oh, what, Pullen Anderson? Just walk out?
By the way, 25 minutes in, not a single story yet about goddamn Tyler's new job. And this one guy in the cubicle next to me, because we're not going to put up with it. That was part of our conversation that Mike and I had. We will not put up with it. We will not allow it.
I just want to state that the conversation wasn't
about
you. It was about something else.
Bukaki.
So I've talked about
Tyler's like upset about
I've
that.
I've talked about my hatred with my upstairs neighbor in the apartment.
No, tell me what.
There was a great fight down the hall tonight. Great one. A woman is yelling at the top of her lungs right at some guy. I fucking put up with your fucking bathroom noises and the drilling in the bathroom all goddamn fucking night, and I've had it. I've had it with whatever fucking work you're doing in the bathroom.
Mike's opening his door.
Yeah. We stood there and listened for like 4 or 5 minutes. I was like,
who's we?
Like a friend of mine that came over with me.
Stompy came down. I was like,
wait a minute. Mike had
someone
in his apartment. That never happens.
Never.
Was it a hostage?
I've been a
captive.
So here's the deal.
Did a school bus break down outside your apartment?
It did, yeah. And I said, one after one, one at a time, kids. What? You're twins? Come on in. okay, so I already have this hatred.
He started drawing little hopscotches that led right to his door.
Yep, right up
like,
my leg.
This is never ending. This is going upstairs. I've never
hopscotched
upstairs stairs before.
I tied a little ball and string to my penis. Who wants to play tetherball?
Feverishly on his hands and knees with the chalk.
So I'm glad I jump in on the old making me seem like a.
I know. You're like the guy. You like hop in to beat up the guy except you don't realize it's yourself.
I get in a punch right in my fucking teeth. So, I've already got this built-up animosity and this hatred and this misery towards this building, towards the management company. So I went, I'm dealing with this right now. I called them. I videotaped me dialing the number. And, of course, it went to a machine. They've never returned my calls. And I go, hey, it's Mike Carano. I live at blah, 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 blah. This is the eighth time I've called. You've returned zero phone calls. So I'm going to go over every issue I have with this place right now. And someone better call me back or I'm not paying rent. So I went over all the issues. And guess what? I didn't pay rent. So,
this is a repeat offense.
Yeah. So I get
how you lost your house.
I get a notice on my door. 3 days, pay rent or quit.
Quit. You're like, I don't work.
I throw it in the trash. Oh my God. 5 days later, I'm thinking about it, and this is on Friday. I think about it on Friday. I think about it on Saturday. I think about it on Sunday. Sunday night, driving home from San Diego, I have in the car a full blown panic attack, realizing I'm going to get evicted. And I'm going to have nowhere to live.
Get the fuck out.
And I sat on eBay till probably 3:30 in the morning, got home at midnight, looking at motorhomes and looking at conversion vans.
Gondolas.
Mike, don't become that guy.
Convinced in my head, 100%, I'm going to be living in a van. And then I went for a drive, and I stopped, and I got out of my car and walked around, like, whatever time in the morning.
I knew exact times.
And I just sat there, and I felt like I was going to have a breakdown. Because I go to worst case scenario. I'm like, I'm going to be living in a fucking aluminum motorhome. And this is going to be the most pathetic thing that's ever happened. And I'm looking for neighborhoods where I can park it. And then I'm like, I got to get a gym membership so I can take a shower. And this is going to be so embarrassing. And I'm just going to lie to people and tell them I still have an apartment.
Think how much money you'd save, though.
I don't think so. Because the one I looked at, which was a van conversion, was $71,000. And
did it have a wizard painted on the side?
No, but it was cool. It was cool. So I completely freaked out. And then I called them twice Monday morning. Granted, once was at 6:30 in the morning and the next one was at 9:30. And they didn't return any calls, so I drove there. finally got a guy on the phone. The maintenance guy called one of those guys on their cell phone, and I went, I made a mistake. Can I bring you the rent right now?
So
and
how late
next
were you?
Month?
Like 3 weeks?
No, like two. But I basically threatened them, and then once the panic set in, I freaked out. I called a lawyer too, and he's like, "They can't evict you like that. They have to go get a court order and come back." And
it goes, takes like 3 months. You get like 3 months in there.
Mm-hmm. But
I like how we haven't seen each other in like 2 weeks. None of us have. And we just like barely even like say hello and just right into the old routine.
I know.
Here's what happened to me years ago. Here's what happened to me last week. I'm not going to pay rent. I'm not going to have a place to live. My life is terrible.
They won't let me talk about anything.
Camp. Mm-hmm. I didn't even mention that in the rundown. I'm not going to say much about camp because, you know, I don't like to disclose a whole lot. But I had a great realization. I don't know how Indians have anything to do with camp.
Indians camp 24/7.
I did talk to the kids about not being Indian givers. So
they go to cities for vacation.
You told them that you used the term Indian givers?
Yeah. No. But in reality, okay, kids come. It was like a Monday or something.
Oh, do
they showed up. Tuesday, they showed up. I was supposed to get the nine-year-olds. That sounds right.
Yeah.
But I was going to get have the youngest cabin because I haven't had that in years. I mean, it's been years.
Cabin.
I'm a little tired of the 16 to 18 year old kids because it's like old hat. Like I've
too
done that so often, and I wanted a new routine and I wanted a new challenge. But the last minute, the powers that be panicked and they put me with what they consider the most difficult cabins, the older cabins, the 16, 17, 18 year olds, where a lot of counselors up there are kind of pabby. Pab, for those of you who may not know.
Every year? Bitch. Were they every year? Or this
no, they're
year,
getting worse.
There's a prevalence.
They're getting
sorry,
more.
What does it stand for?
Pussy ass bitch.
Oh, no. There's a certain je ne sais quoi when you.
Pussy ass bitch.
Yeah, there you go.
Which is being used, I'm going to get out of the way, on Bad Girls Club, apparently. A ghetto girl from Boston. Jillian told me about it. She's like, oh, by the way, I'm surprised no one's told you, but Bad Girls Club is an African American woman out of Boston, and she's using the word pab.
No way.
And I'm like, holy shit! It's taking. Like,
we've hit the mainstream.
I'm like celebrating. I'm doing like a little dance in my living room.
I don't think you guys get to take credit for that. I'm sure all those words.
Okay,
are,
Jillian.
No, but all those words are so commonly used.
Okay, Jillian.
I'm sure I've heard some guy
Jillian
in my life
down.
call another person a pussy ass bitch.
Now put it to pab. Give me this. Can I have this? I don't have much.
No, because it sounds like something. It sounds like something African Americans would say to each other.
Mm.
That is.
Mike,
doesn't
tell
it?
Us what else you think African Americans would say to each other.
All right. So.
No, doesn't it sound like something like two guys playing basketball? You're like, yeah, you pussy ass bitch.
Nope. I think it's us. I think it's
ours. They would say that. I don't think they'd say, yeah, you pab.
Jillian's like, there's no way a black girl from Boston is listening to your program.
That's not true.
We're
we have a lot of black
Boston.
Listeners. And a lot of them are girls, by the way.
Yeah. Big asses.
Marcus is the only black guy.
So. God damn you both.
What if Marcus was like a skinny white kid that just talked like that and he found a picture online to post?
That'd be creepy. So we get the kids come in like 3 in the afternoon and then we all pair off and I had...
Just like a hotel check-in.
I had a co-counselor who's a 23-year-old kid, just graduated from UCLA. He's going into his pre-med. And I extended an olive branch towards the end of the week. I'm like, hey, because we didn't really mesh. He was a really nice kid, but we didn't really bond. Partially, mostly my fault because I was always off, like talking to my other friend on the other side of camp. I said a whole lot. I'd often say, "All right, you got the kids, because I'm gonna go over here and talk." All right, I'll be back in like 20. Did a lot of that because I was supposed to be co'd up with this guy from San Francisco, who I'm good friends with. Anyways, long story short, is I left my I didn't really bond that much with my co. But at the end of the week, I'm like, "Hey, you know what? You're going your pre-med. If you ever want to come into the studio, I don't know if you know it. I work with Dr. Drew." And, you know, he loves to talk to pre-med kids, and he can give you some advice or something. He's like, oh, wow, that's so great. Thanks so much, Anderson. Forgive me, though. Who'd you say? I said, Dr. Drew. He's like, yeah, I don't know who that is. A lot of that going on up there. A lot of people who have no fucking clue.
Yeah, I don't have a TV.
I was talking about Deadliest Catch. No one had any idea. And I was talking about a group of like 20 people. No one had any idea what I was talking about.
Do you suspect they were doing that, like how people are douchey people do that to you to like make you feel stupid?
They weren't making me feel stupid. They were making me feel very superior. Because they had no idea what was going on in the world around them, and I did.
Mm.
I think that's just the younger generation, and I hate to sound old, but I think that maybe they just don't... I think that's like hipster is the thing that people are.
I do think there's a segment of the population of younger people that have no goddamn clue what's going on. Like, they don't... Like, I'm an idiot, but I still every day look at the newspaper. Like, at least the front page, and I skim over the stories.
I hate to do that.
I do.
I'm hipster in that fashion. Like, I gave up on knowing the news a while ago because it was just so depressing, and I found myself invested in things that didn't affect me.
True, but I don't read that much. I look at the top headlines. Like, if there, I see when there's a tragedy going on. I see when there's some kind of,
right.
And I look at it. I don't dive into it, and you know.
So, what?
All right, I look at the entertainment section of the newspaper. That's it.
Here's a realization that I had, and I was quite proud of myself. Well. Here's another thing that happened. Like, there's a big circle the night before the kids get there, and all the staff sit in circles in the dining hall, which is under lights. So it's like inside. It's like a giant AA meeting, but mm-hmm. it's like there's like 60 of us. We all go around in a circle. And we have little sticks. It's like a ceremony, and we talk about what we
sticks.
Hope for the week. Yeah, little popsicle sticks.
Like Tommy Shaw is there.
And
welcome to the Grand Illusion.
I explained to the people, because I was by far like the most seasoned guy there. 18 summers.
You're like a fine piece of beef jerky.
The second most seasoned guy was
cayenne pepper on
They're
your
still
eyes.
Curing.
His 13th year.
You're some of that nice alien jerky you get on the way to Vegas.
Tyler, you're not going anywhere with
Do you like that jerky?
Never had it.
Mike's talked about it at length.
Apparently, atomic jerky makes your butthole bleed for like 3 days.
My
friend
said
the alien jerky is okay, but I don't think it's the best jerky.
Well, alien jerky is in Baker, right?
Yeah,
and it's like they have like grass, and it's like super nice, and everything else in Baker is super like depressing.
It's they used to have a little teeny shop with a giant UFO on the top and aliens all over the place, and then they moved next door and built like a convenience store.
It's pretty awesome. Anyways, Anderson. You're a well-seasoned piece of beef jerky?
Yes, I was talking about how it was alien jerky. People were gnawing on me. Saying, don't taste like alien to me.
Too many sulfates.
Listen, so I explained to them. I said, listen, I went down the list of things that I hate about camp. Like, I hate dirt. I hate bugs. I'm like, there's girls in cabin 2. That's the youngest cabin. Guaranteed they're going to be up here tomorrow that deal better with bugs than I do. All right? I hate bad smells. Plenty of them up here. And honestly, quite frankly, I'm not that fond of children. I don't like kids that much. But I love these kids. These kids are different, and that's why I come back year after year. At the end of the week, one of the directors, people in charge, came up to me, and she goes, you don't understand. Like, all week long, counselors were coming up to me saying, if he doesn't like kids, why did you guys let him be a counselor? Fuckheads!
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck
Jesus.
Kids.
Fuckheads, I said.
I'm with you.
It's like, people, like, there's, like, lack in the sense of humor lack, for sure.
Yeah.
No,
I hope none of them will ever hear this.
People are afraid to laugh at something because then they might get in trouble if it wasn't supposed to be.
That's true. But that's a lack of sense of humor for one. And the secondarily, it's a lack of not getting the stick out of your ass.
It's PC bitches.
Yeah, I think it is.
It's PCB Pabs.
Puk-bub.
Anderson's got a switch. It's the tradition. Anderson walks in at about 12:41 and switches the thing so that we can actually talk to these Pabs on lines 1 through 6. And now Anderson's skipping. He's very excited.
Jeez, I almost broke my finger.
Almost.
Hey, so I don't want to take up too much time, but I a lot of great people up there. Though. I don't want to give them
like,
that.
Are you talking about the kids or?
No, the kids are all great, but almost all are great. But a lot of the counselors are great as well. I don't want to make
How many
sound
counselors
like
are there?
8.
And I definitely don't want to get a bad reputation and if any of them ever hear this show. And I'm sure eventually. There's like 60 counselors. That's getting really
Oh my
big.
God, are you serious?
When I started, it was 30. Like every
How many kids
doubled.
Are there?
8.
130 this time.
There's 60 count. So at two, there's a counselor for every 2 kids?
No. Well, there's
I like
a lot
your
of
odds, Mike.
There. No, I had a co-counselor. There's 2 of us in a cabin. We had 9 kids.
Oh, can I get some better looking kids?
We had 9 kids. I actually had a co-counselor years ago who was like panicking. He shouldn't have been up there. And like the night before the kids got there, he's like, so how does this work? Do we get to pick the healthy kids? Because I don't really feel comfortable
what?
Working with sick kids.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, why the fuck are you here, buddy?
It's like going to checking into a doctor at a hospital.
But I do have like weirdness.
I got colds.
Namely because of this show, an association with certain co-hosts on it, that this happened. Listen to this one. We have a thing called Harley Day, where a bunch of the Harley Davidson motorcycle dudes who are all used to be firefighters. I forget the name of their little club, their motorcycle club. But they come up and they hang out with the kids and they give the camp a check. They don't have those kind of bikes. And I was wandering around uncomfortable because I'm always uncomfortable around strangers. And all of a sudden, one of the directors comes up to me and he hands me a walkie-talkie. And he says, Anderson, it's the director, like the guy that runs all of camp, who's been there since long before I've been up there. He's like the dude at camp. And he's like, he really needs to talk to you.
So he's the one guy that hopes there's not a cure for cancer so he can stay in business.
Wow, that is awful. I don't condone that joke.
Bingo. Bingo.
Not Bingo.
They cure
Bingo.
Cancer, and he's got to open a regular camp.
So
good luck.
I take the walkie-talkie, and I go, "Hey, I'm not gonna use this guy's name, but I'm like, hey, director, it's Anderson. Go ahead." And he says,
"You are the chosen one."
Verbatim, he says, "Hey, Ace, step away from the children." And my heart starts immediately racing, like, oh, fuck, a parent has heard the after disaster or something and thinks that I'm Mike or something and has called. So I start walking away, like, I'm nervous. I'm like, all right, I'm pretty far away. And he's like, step a little farther away. And I look over and I can see, like, way across the meadow, like, he's on his porch and he's, like, watching me from way across the way. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, what's coming? So I was terrified. And it turned out he had one of my kids' parents on the phone. The mom wanted an update because the kid was really sick. But my heart was fucking racing. I was terrified.
I had forgotten that walkie-talkies broadcast through speakers. I'm like, why don't you just stand there with a headset on and just...
Oh, yeah, and then not even that. Once I was clear of the kids, he's like, drop down to channel 4, which is like the private channel. I'm like, oh, no. Where is this going?
But why? How is it private if... Oh, I see. It's broadcasting private, but it's still coming out of the speaker.
Yeah, I can still hear it.
Are they those giant military walkie-talkies?
They're not that big because it's the year 2012.
Did you say like nine? Like niner?
Niner. Yeah, did you have the guy next to you who had like the radio on his back?
Yes, he had the radio. And then he got shot?
Yeah. And you're like, damn it!
So one last thing about camp, and hopefully it won't come up.
I feel
pretty good so far. I haven't given anything up. I haven't given up names. And there's definitely things.
I'm giggling at you are the chosen one from 5 minutes ago.
I need your guys' opinion on this, okay?
All right.
Oh, so, I'll give you an opinion.
It was after dinner, and I round my 9 kids up, and I'm going.
Why do you have 9 when everyone else has 2?
No one does have 2, Mike.
There's 4 counselors in his group.
There's like 16. There's like 15 cabins. Each cabin has 2 or 3 counselors, and then there's a bunch of other staff counselors who run certain activities. So there's like
do they have counselors.
Is there like a counselor that picks up trash?
No.
Do they have counselors?
I don't know what pouncer.
I'm a pouncer.
I don't get it.
I don't know. It could be gross, or it could just be like a funny guy that hides in a bush and pounces on kids when they want.
Yeah, it could be a bobcat.
Because I knew your opinion on this, because I thought it was great when it happened. I tried to explain it to a couple people up there, and they just gave me the, I can't believe you're telling me this right now. Do you want to be sent home? Here's what happened.
Are you the guy that doesn't like kids?
I round my kids up, and I'm teaching them a game called Sausage, which sounds bad, but it's great.
Jesus Christ. Everything about this
Mike,
story.
Mike, you could crush at this camp.
Sausage is a great game. Here's what you do. You put one person in the middle, and there's like ten people around them.
Don't I have the porno music anymore, you asshole? Could it be my welcome present?
You put one person in a room. You secretly take out your glory hole.
No! And you say this. Here's the person in the middle, they have to answer every question that the group asks them with sausage. So you say, like, what do you brush your teeth with? And the person has to say sausage. And you got to be careful not to get it inappropriate. It's kind of a good little boundary lesson, too, for the kids. And then the first person to make them laugh, then they go in the middle. So the whole point of the game is to make the person who's answering sausage laugh.
All right. I got a question for you without trying to be condescending. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me 18-year-old kids find this entertaining?
Oh, they thought it was hilarious, yes. They're 16 and 17-year-old kids, yeah.
Really?
I like to play it the first day because then if they start to like be inappropriate, I'm like, really? That's not even creative. Now, if you get creatively inappropriate, it could go each way. Either like it's a double entendre. I give him credit.
So basically, someone goes like, okay, A, B, C, D, E, F, sausage. And everyone tries not to laugh.
Is Michael a certified?
Someone
asks
a question
challenged?
Like this.
What would you like for dinner tonight?
Sausage.
That's, I guess we're starting to laugh, so that must be hard.
What do firemen ride to fires? Sausages. Sausage.
They kind of do, actually, if they're sitting on their dick.
Wow! So, at that moment, I thought of something. I can't remember what it was that I thought of, but as I had, like, I'd been with my kids for about 3 or 4 hours at this point, and I thought of something, and I'm like, oh, that could be considered racist. So I scanned my group.
A rapist.
Racist. So I scanned my group of kids.
A rapist.
Before I said what I was going to say, and it occurred to me at that very moment for the first time, wait a minute.
That you are a racist because you did that?
Wait a minute. No, I was just being careful. Now, you know, you wonder what...
You're a racist?
Yeah.
So I scan my group of 9 kids and my co-counselor, and it occurs to me for the first time in like maybe 3 or 4 hours that I had them, I don't have a single minority in this group. One kid who might be part Mexican, maybe not. But other than that, all white kids, which is very rare at my camp. Very rare.
Did you turn around and go like, yes?
And I thought, I was so proud of myself for a moment, thinking, This proves I'm not racist because it never even occurred to me till 4 hours in.
Yeah. And then is the next thing you thought that they specifically handpicked all white kids for you because they thought you were racist?
Usually I have like one white kid and it's like all usually Latino. Ugh. Very, very heavy Latino. What? What happened? But I was proud of myself. But then
pretty good.
I thought about it. And perhaps that means that I am racist.
Yeah.
Because I would have noticed immediately if I had a bunch of minorities. But since I didn't have minorities, I just didn't even really notice it.
Mm. You're right.
It's like what came first, the racist or the racist?
Yep, or the chicken.
So, I don't know. I was proud of myself. I'm like, that proves it to myself as well that I'm not a racist.
I just think you don't see color, Anderson.
On a serious note, do you...
Because they're all white.
Do you really question whether you're racist or not?
No, I know that I'm... everyone's racist to a degree.
Yeah.
Oh, geez,
everyone.
Not this conversation.
But I've never questioned whether I was racist or not.
Look, we all rape
now and then. I mean, it's in us all, right? To put a gun to someone's head and tell them to give their bread.
A rapist.
Yeah. Give me your bread.
Do you know what that
sandwiches.
From? Do you know? You know
it's Will Arnett.
Yes, thank you.
To be something, he has to become a rapist.
Hack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can we answer a call before they go away?
Hi, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Hello?
Christ, it's Karen. Can I help you?
I wish it was Karen.
Is this a Dropbox?
I wish it was Karen because then we could try to do that same ending.
Hey, guys, are we going to get a new account so that the listener is going to have something other than screamed fucking corn, which has been up for the last 6 weeks? Can I buy Lipson? Should it be me? Am I the only one that's going to take the reins here? Should I get an account?
We just got to do it. Yeah, I don't know.
Can we?
This
afford?
Is an off-air discussion.
Okay. It should be an off-air discussion, especially since I've been telling people, oh, it's almost taken care of. Don't worry about it. We're going to have all this stuff up the night of the show. Now we're openly admitting we haven't even considered it.
Can I help you, sir?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Am I on the After Disaster?
Yes,
yes,
you are.
Please, that accent. Please, not that accent.
If you're going to do an accent, please. Make it Asian.
I don't want to do an accent. I just wanted to make sure I was on.
Are you calling from the pretend Olympics?
Yes, I actually am. The pretend Olympics of Northern California.
Beautiful.
But I had one question for the After Disaster. It's one little game I'd love to call Marry One, Fuck One, Kill One.
Is it as good as sausage?
Okay, I got it.
All right. Rosie O'Donnell.
Hold on. How'd you figure that out, you prick?
I was looking for...
I put it in backwards, so it says
I can't believe...
Porno,
you know,
backwards.
How many times I've cycled through the M section?
Son
trying
of a
to
bitch.
By the way, someone tweeted me today, or
porno,
emailed
porn-op.
Me, saying that in like episode 50-something, you said like play MPO or something like that. And then I didn't do it, and they got... He was like, what is it? What was it? And it's that, dude. It's M for music, and then P-O is the beginning of porno. But, yeah, now it's in the machine. It's Mon Rock.
I asked you to play the porno music to
begin
with?
Like
why?
Episode 45 or something. Mr. Brian Daub with the terrible last name emailed me about that.
I regret that question. I'd like to withdraw it from the testimony. All right, what's your... go ahead.
Tell
and
me
ask
about
your,
the sausage game again. Right.
Fuck me.
Marry one, fuck one, kill one.
All right, got
Rosie
it.
O'Donnell.
Sausage.
Goldberg, and Martha Stewart.
Rue Goldberg?
Oh, Martha Stewart, I'll definitely
Stewart
fuck
is
her.
F, yeah, so
who's
have,
the second
I'll
one?
Have sex with her.
Whoopi Goldberg, not Rue Goldberg.
Rube Goldberg would be awesome.
Oh, we have to marry one of them. I don't like this game. All right.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
How about fuck the collar, kill the collar?
Hey, man, thanks for calling in.
All right, thanks.
That was like his big moment, and we just like didn't care.
Oh, that's tough.
I hope that wasn't his big moment.
You know what? I could... that is tough.
I'd marry Martha Stewart because she's done jail time,
yeah,
and she can make
her.
Some cool stuff.
I would marry her, and then I would kill.
She was stunning
Rosie.
When she was young. She was really.
Am I on right now, guys?
And, yeah, you're on. And then I would just close my eyes and just bang one of them.
Are you saying Martha? Did you say she was stunning?
Yeah. She's hot. She's hot for an old lady.
She was stunning when she was young.
Yes,
she still is. She still is.
Look up in the Paleolithic era.
Look up a picture of her from the 60s when she was a model.
Such a cheesy joke. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Me?
Yeah, you, bro.
Oh, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Good, man.
What up?
You're disappointing Mike with each syllable.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a pretty deep voice. Sorry, Mike.
It's all right. I'll get over
his
it.
His boners.
I was wondering if I could put in...
I like that noise, like it went down and then started coming back up.
What was that? I'm sorry. I can't hear a word you're saying.
Ooh, nice stereo on that.
Sorry, guys. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah. Well, that's not your fault. It's the two guys that I do the show with like to talk over the callers.
Well, I was wondering, because I've been trying to get a hold of you, Anderson, for a while. I had a suggestion for a Film Vault, the top five characters who ruin movies.
I saw something about that somewhere.
That was me. I've been bothering you for a while.
Yeah. Did you send it on my AndersonCowan.com? Did you send me an email from that?
Yeah. I keep looking on that, trying to get your Dark Knight review.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet, because it's not good. And I don't like to talk about movies that aren't good.
You didn't think it was good?
Negative.
Why not?
Disappointed.
All right, well,
have you guys seen that?
Listen to the Film Vault. See what your opinion is.
It's not a bad movie. We talk. Brian and I talk about it at length on tomorrow's episode of the Film Vault. It's just. Did you see it? Ty.
Yeah.
It just doesn't compare to the second one.
I enjoyed it, but yeah.
It was a lot. It was kind of like the first one. I thought, you know.
I didn't like the first one much.
Oh yeah, good point.
The first one. I wanted more. I wanted to ask less questions. I was constantly ripped out of the reality. I was not in the movie. I kept like, that's ridiculous. That's bullshit. And the end, without talking about the end, was some of the worst shit I've ever seen. Cringing moments.
Really? Well, the whole thing with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, like, I thought about it halfway through, and I was just like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I just imagine Jillian being really quiet, and he's like, oh, yeah.
There's a twist. It's not even really much of a twist. Jillian realized it like his third scene in. She's like, is this? And I'm like, yes, that's what it's going to be. And then sure enough, that's what it turned out to be. And both, yeah, never mind. All right, no more talking about this movie.
All right, sorry.
That's cool. You got to open it off.
Yay or nay on Bane's voice. I liked it.
Did you see?
I don't need touch loose strangely. It's pretty awesome.
That was the worst impression I've heard so far.
Well, because you can't do it without the weird post-processing effects.
Did you see Moonrise Kingdom?
I won't watch Wes Anderson movies in the theater because his audience is, I don't want to say that, that'd be insensitive, but I don't like them. I don't like his audience.
Did he do I Heart Huckabees?
No. That would be David O. Russell. Hey, buddy, thanks for calling,
man. Like all the same people that
no problem. Have a good night, guys.
Good night. All right, quick order of business.
You didn't hang up. You just put
him on hold. We have
5 minutes to get fresh blood.
We have an open line. Call 1-800-LOUD-1-1.
La, 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 la.
I hung up on him, alright?
We have 5 minutes to get fresh blood.
We gotta get some estrogen.
You guys ready for this?
Oh yeah. What is it? Mm-hmm. Garden update?
So on the Film Vault, Tyler, you're gonna like this. Oh, my garden is thriving. I got cucumbers.
Wait. Doesn't Jillian get credit for that since you've been gone?
She wants to take a lot of credit. I was gone for a week. I planted this
goddamn
garden.
Well, you said it was dying last time, and then you're gone, and all of a sudden now it's a mini jungle.
Jillian's got a green thumb, I guess.
Have you thought about getting hydroponic machines?
No, I just buy the fertilizer from there because they're
really good. Well, a friend of mine told me that her mom had bought those hydroponic things, and they're growing like herbs and peppers and stuff in the garage. And it keeps the bugs out, and it's perfectly watered, and they get the amount of nutrition from the lights.
And they have to live in the garage now because of their electrical bill.
Listen, cucumbers are coming in strong. Everything lived. I had my first tomato today. I'm really enjoying it. I still got a lot of plot to work with. Yeah, tasted good. And you like hot peppers, Mike?
Yes.
I will bring in Tyler, hot peppers. I got bountiful, numerous amounts of hot peppers. The red ones are coming in now that are extra spicy. Don't know what to do with them. Too much. Too many. Green beans are looking good. All that aside, on the Film Vault a couple weeks ago, I don't even know when, I got a package from a listener, two books. And I thank them very much. It's The Van Gogh Blues. It's A Creative Person's Path Through Depression. Okay? And I thought they're sending it to me because I didn't ever show with doing it for Van Gogh. And I don't know why, but I guess they didn't want to leave Brian out of it. And I was talking about it came straight from Amazon. I was bitching about how they don't have they should have, where you send a stop. You send like a postgram, a telegram. They should have something like that in the Amazon packaging, right? So if you get something from somebody from Amazon, they have a little message in there. And there's none. Mm-hmm. I
think you can do that because it says, is this a gift on when you buy stuff?
All I knew was Nathaniel Feiweger sent it to me, and that's very nice. Sent it to Lynn Blade, 8944 Lynn Blade Street here in Culver City, California, 90232. Then about 20 minutes afterwards, into the podcast, I look down and I see, oh no, you can do telegrams. And here's what it says. Anderson, thanks. You are the best. I like to think... The AD is really a scripted show, which would make it the greatest piece of media ever created. Anyways, wow. make it damn movie. sniff. Peeps you never ever met or dine for one. And then it says at the top, Mike, thanks. You are hilarious. Bully robot. And number 34, when it plants, what if plants moaned all the time, are two of the funniest things I've ever heard. I listen to you on Gilbert Martin's podcast. You are a blocked artist, man. Please read this book. And it was very uncomfortable to have to read that aloud and say, Brian, please give me the book back. That is not yours.
Indian giver.
So here's your book. And we should read this together. We should read 10 pages a day.
I got something else that somebody recommended, which is called The Artist's Way. Have you heard about that?
That's the book right in front of you.
Really?
No, it's not.
Wouldn't that be funny if it was? I bought it, though.
Yeah.
You got The Art of War?
The Artist's Way. It's actually written by James Cameron's wife. But apparently it's like a therapeutic way to unleash your creativity.
It's how to deal with James Cameron. Mm-hmm.
First thing is he wakes up at 6, so act like you're not pissed. What is that?
What is this bullshit, Anderson?
What?
What is this?
Put it away. Put that down. It has nothing to do with you. Also.
Yes, it does.
I got another book, also from Nathan. And it's called The Pun Also Rises. And I thought, I don't even like puns. And I almost threw it away. And then I'm like, oh, wait, this might be for Tyler. Sure enough, another telegram is involved in this one. And it is to Tyler. And it says, Tyler, you do ruin the show, but I want you to have a book.
Wow, thank you very much.
No, it says, Tyler, thanks every week in my cubicle. You and the AD make me laugh. Oh, sweet ear nectar. You are hilarious. Faye, part of the show is when Beauty tells you that you are not funny, then you always make him laugh hard. That is me. I'm Beauty.
When you say we're going to read this together, you mean like we're going to sit like in a booth?
No, every
day
we're
going to read coffee every morning.
10 pages, and then we call each other before we go to bed, and we discuss what we learned.
I like that idea.
Now I feel like I have to do it.
That will
you
be,
should see the little pursed lip smile, Mike.
That will be the gayest,
so
the gayest thing we've ever done
like
in our entire life.
He smiled and like...
Jillian, is Anderson there? He'll be home in a minute. We'll tell him to hurry
up.
We gotta
talk about like babes
back.
And stuff.
We gotta talk about the Van Gogh blues.
It sounds like a Emil Hirsch movie.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Into the Wild Van Gogh blues.
Should we take some calls? What should we do?
Yeah, let's take some calls.
I feel like there's
take
there's
some
more
calls into the phone.
Oh, so Drew and his daughter and his wife.
Really?
Sunday morning.
What they do?
They spent.
And how does it involve me?
They spent the morning. All three of them huddled around. I'm assuming it's his phone. Reading your tweets.
Oh, no.
He said he spent like an hour and a half, 2 hours just reading your tweets.
Oh, no.
Aloud.
This guy's fucked up.
Really? Is that true?
And he said he really
I wonder why he didn't tell
like
me that.
Bonding time. He tried to tell you, and I told him to shut it because I wanted to tell you on the show.
Because I got a message from his wife.
Uh-huh. On Twitter?
Yeah.
Was she asking what you were doing later?
No, she goes, that was very funny. And I went, as funny as when I told your son he should drop out of college if he's bored.
What was very funny? Like, you collectively on Twitter?
No, it was some one thing.
Hmm. An hour of Drew reading things to
her? It was rude, too. I said, the new trend is to get cave drawings tattooed on the inside of your asshole. That was what she said.
What?
So I'm paraphrasing, but I said like the new trend.
And then Brenna comes and makes a documentary about the inside of the cave.
Tattoos
paintings.
On the inside of your butthole of cave drawings, which makes sense, by the way. And you want to show someone your tattoo, you just spread your butt cheeks.
Doesn't make sense.
That makes zero sense.
You get like a speculum.
I'm not sure you understand what that phrase means.
Hi, you're in the office disaster. Please save us.
It makes perfect sense.
Please save us from butt crack caveman dwelling. Art.
It sounds like the new summer festival. Butt crack caveman dwelling.
You're on the after
featuring
disaster.
The killers.
Higher on the
you could get little donkeys and put them on your butt cheeks and act like your butt cracks the Grand Canyon.
Higher on the
after
ride
them into the Grand Canyon.
Higher on the after disaster. How are you?
Yes, you could do that.
Higher on the after disaster. How are you?
Did the phone switch over?
Higher on the after disaster. How are you? With full fucking lines and no one's answering. Higher on the after disaster. How are you? Oh my god.
I'm kind of bummed for these people.
Damn it. I don't understand it. I don't know. Get it. All right, everyone pause.
Well, where are you going?
I'm going to go fix everything.
He's going to come look at these mustaches. That's no one knows what I'm talking about.
Tyler, honestly, how's the new job?
It's good. It was, I trained for a week in D.C., and it was a lot to take in. And,
no!
Now I'm doing it, and that's it.
You mean it was a lot because it was so humid and hot?
Yes, it was very humid and hot. It was miserable.
Or did you actually have a lot of stuff to learn?
That too.
Was it really a learning experience, or were you just learning politically how to deal with those people?
Both. There was so much information. Like, I was kind of just doing social media stuff for Loveline, like on like a gut feeling.
On your own terms.
And now there's like a lot of stuff I was doing is actually backed up by way too much research that I won't bother.
And do they have rules and regulations?
Oh yeah, I have to get everything approved. Every single thing has to get approved.
All right, here's the deal. Our listeners who call are the worst.
Continue.
That's the deal. There's Marcus. Marcus, what's happening?
Hey.
What's up, guys?
Marcus, why? This isn't Marcus.
I don't think so either. I think it's Tracy
Morgan.
Are you
a cheap imitator?
No, this is Marcus the third.
That's not Marcus.
Not Marcus. This could go south quickly. Why are you the only one that knows how to use the phone, though, fake Marcus?
I don't know. I can't swim.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? What's wrong with our fucking callers?
I don't know. That was...
Who calls? Hey, you're on the After Disaster.
Is
how
that
are
the
you?
Same guy that did that terrible thing to us last time?
No, that guy was...
I can't imagine it would be, but...
Hi, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? I got a new thing. No calls ever.
All right.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
I can hear you guys. So.
Yeah.
Finally.
This is the guy that called most recently. You are the freshest caller we have on the line. This is the fresh blood that Tyler was looking for.
Well, that's good. Sorry, I'm not more exciting, but...
It's cool, man. You're excited. So far, not a racist comment, which we appreciate.
Yeah, so far, you're...
I can make some.
No! We're good.
It depends, though. If it's easy, then no. But if you really have to work at it, lay it on us.
All right, well, I got a racist joke, though.
No. What? We don't want your racist jokes.
No, we don't need racist jokes.
We don't need that.
No,
don't thanks.
All right. No. All right. Sorry.
Do you have anything other than racist jokes to offer?
Got some racist stories.
All right. Well, I gotta say to Mike.
He can call up and not be racist.
But a lot of your stuff kind of only works for like people that are in California. I'm in Arizona, so yeah. A lot of it, I don't really understand.
Make some more desert related jokes.
Well, I'll be in Arizona tomorrow, so I'll try to figure out something.
It's not that exciting.
Hey guys, AZ is crazy.
I am actually driving to Tucson in the morning.
Tyler.
What?
What was that, Mike?
No, I'm driving to Tucson in the morning.
So look for Mike in Tucson, everybody.
That part sucks. Don't go to Safeway.
Don't go to Safeway?
The whole Gabrielle Giffords thing, was it Safeway?
Oh, yeah, of course. What the fuck's he talking
Why about? Why, has it happened again?
I don't know.
What's Gabrielle Giffords?
Every Friday, come down to Safeway.
Come down and there's a retarded guy that
what?
Should be in a mental hospital
we don't
that
use retarded.
Kills you. That shoots you in the head.
Oh, by the way, I was on Facebook by mistake yesterday looking at something. I got a couple messages.
Anderson, what are you going to do Christmas 2010?
One of them was from listener Tanya, and I think she sent it back in March, maybe before that. It might have been March 2011, actually. I can't tell because I'm not very smart. And it was pretty much just chastising me for using the M word, midget word. And I'm not to use that word anymore. And she chided me, and we are not going to use retarded.
Are you a midget?
Okay.
What about Canadian?
Are you a midget?
No, Canadian's fine. That's very inside baseball. That's in lieu of African American. We're gonna say little. What about little midget? Is that too much? Little person.
Little.
Here's where I get fucked up. Is I've talked
I thought dwarf.
Wow. Granted, I was drunk, and so was the little person. On half the alcohol, might I add. But they were drunk. I was drunk, and they're explaining to me about how they hate the word little person and it's demeaning, and they far prefer midget.
There's always in every group somebody that doesn't like, you know what I mean? There's people that are going, no, it's African American. There's other people going, no, it's black. So,
and
it's
there's some
be the
callers that say other things.
I got a good idea. Why don't we just, it's between us, hobbits, call them hobbits.
Hobbits. Oh, by the way, I saw a trailer.
How about almost people?
Saw a trailer for Hobbit. Wow. Saw a trailer for Hobbit. Cringeworthy.
No,
I did not enjoy.
You don't like when
he's
naming all the dwarfs? Gimli, Bimli, Chimli, Rimli, Dimli, Gimli, Gomli, Bromli, Slomli, Bomli. Song's pretty sweet.
You like
the
it.
The song's pretty sweet.
It looks like something that came out of the 60s, because that's where it came from, and
Bilbo.
I don't like it.
Bilbo Baggins, fucking bitches everywhere.
At the end, it's got him. What's this? Gollum going precious. It was placating the audience. I don't like that.
How long was that trailer?
Obviously.
What is Baggins? That was annoying as fuck. Yeah.
What is a Baggins? Is it's from the book. What do you want from him?
I want different parts.
You
of the
want?
Book. I want different parts.
Hey Tolkien, wake your ass up.
J.R.R. Tolkien. That was the name of a toy store in The Simpsons at the mall. They went into J.R.R. Toykin. I thought it was pretty clever. I liked it.
That's his...
All right, is this show...
I ran into Katie Levine at Comic-Con.
Who's that? She's a Jewish girl who likes to listen to Christmas music in July.
Yeah, I gathered that too.
Yeah.
Really?
I feel like I didn't bring anything to tonight's show. Probably because I'm so...
Is that the new catchphrase?
Still got 2 hours.
That's my...
We got 2 more hours.
So Tyler, tell us about your...
And drive to Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Make up jokes along the way, Arizona related.
Hey, you fucking roadrunner, get out of my way, cocksucker.
Yes, we're talking about Arizona, so you have to go to me again.
Yeah, that's right. You live anywhere near Buckeye?
No, guys, I'm actually in Phoenix.
Do you guys know what horny toads are?
Hell yeah.
Those toads that are always banging?
They have blood in their eyes.
Okay.
When they get scared, their eyes fill up with blood, and they squirt it at you.
That's hot.
AIDS blood.
Okay.
Not really. It's just regular horny toad
Not
blood.
Really, in case I offended any frogs out there.
In case any
toads.
They're not frogs. They're horny toads. They're not even toads, actually, are they?
I don't know. I think they're lizards.
I'd like to make proclamations and then ask. They're not even toads, are they?
They're not even toads, are they? All right.
Okay. My friend was talking. He's telling the story about how he let this mentally.
You only have people that make fun of you behind your back.
That's you guys.
People like you don't have friends. They just have people that make laugh at you behind your back.
You guys, you know how we can get back at all the PC people in the world when we want to bring
Max?
Up a, when we want to bring up a story that involves like a word like mentally retarded or
challenge.
Little person or something like that.
Mentally midgeted.
When we get to that part of the story, we just stop and go, sorry, you can't hear it. This whoops.
What?
They'd be,
that's our new censorship?
Then they'd say,
and then
if you
this
can't
one
say
guy
anything
walked...
nice, don't say anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I don't understand that.
Now, maybe the thing is with those people.
Wow.
What? I didn't want to say little person, I didn't want to say midget. Now, I have friends that are midgets, and they openly like being called midgets.
We
Brad talk. Williams.
Uh-huh. Brad Williams is kind of extreme. Hey.
Yeah, no, and that's what I was going to point out, is he's not your normal person.
Tyler was in the middle of a story talking about his retarded midget friend, and I would like to hear it.
Well, here's what I need to know first.
I mean, no. No, I didn't mean to say that. God damn it. I didn't mean to say that.
But what I need to know is, what are we supposed to do? No, is the right answer to not refer
speak.
To them as different?
Not speak. That's why the monks.
No, we just call
the right answer is we can say whatever we want because we're not in public office and we're not paid.
No,
to do
but
this.
I mean, is what people want?
Unpaid, handsome.
Is what people want
what?
To just not reference their race or their physical characteristics?
If
right,
I was getting paid.
You're clearing like $800 a week on this.
$800? You kidding me? Right. I wouldn't be in here if it was only $800.
Oh, okay.
It's either zero or a lot.
You can't pay me to do this shit.
What were you saying, Mike?
No, but I mean, I assume that the proper answer is people don't want to be referred to by their race or their physical characteristics, right?
I like to only be called tall white person.
Yep.
Which is why my name is as close to that as it can be, Tyler White.
How far do you think? How far do you think people take their not? Sorry for screaming.
I like that taller white guy.
How
the taller one?
Tyler Corton Radio White guy.
Do you think in the United States somebody has been so adamant about proving they're not a racist, like when they were describing like somebody's physical features to a cop, like a criminal? What color was he? I don't know.
It happened just at camp, actually. The kids
was
were talking.
He white? Was he black? I don't know. I didn't notice the skin color.
I think that I saw that like in a
he did have an afro.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. His pigment was on the enriched side.
He seemed like he liked rap music.
He's still really not narrowing down the field.
No.
I know one thing. His girlfriend was white.
No, that's not. His girlfriend has a big ass. That's all I'm saying.
And she's white. Every time.
Oh, Reggie!
Every time we do something that I think is so inappropriately racist, we top it. And we laugh, proving that we meant it, which is even worse.
No, when we laugh, we prove we don't mean it, because we want to laugh at things we mean. That's this discussion again. God damn it.
But that wasn't the laugh that I just let out. It wasn't a laugh.
I bet if you take every episode we've ever done and cut out from 1 a.m. to about 1:20.
It'd be a good show.
I bet
it would be more offensive than Jim Jeffries.
One out of three is probably us having this conversation.
Yeah, probably.
Because right about this time, we start to get a little loose with it, start to sling it around, and this conversation comes up.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Hey, sorry for all the misinformation, guys. I am completely behind schedule, and I forgot that the studio was available after until just this afternoon. It occurred to me. So thank you very much for making this happen.
I don't understand, is it not, do people come in here now and do a show?
Sometimes fucking Tim Anderson does, and it's called The Film Vault, and he does it, and he thought that it was tonight, but it's not.
So you're bumping us.
I bumped us for us.
All right, what do you guys want to do about this iTunes issue?
Immediately after this. Immediately. It's a very simple fix. The only reason why I haven't done it is because I've heard from both of you fucks that you're going to do it. Both of you.
It's not that simple. Someone's going to have to rebuild the entire RSS feed, so that's not simple.
No, we're going to start over. We're not going to rebuild. We're starting over.
That's all you.
We can't rebuild him. We'll just make a new one.
I forgot to tell you. We decided we're starting over.
We'll talk about all this in the parking lot. But yeah, good things coming. Great things coming. We got to purge ourselves and start over.
Are we starting over after this show?
Mike actually was talking to me. He's like, pull down all the episodes and give them to me.
Was he Hal?
He has big designs.
You don't need these files anymore.
I really did say that. I was like,
he wants to go through and clean them all up.
Pull everything.
He's going to tweet all the listeners, if you could send me your MP3s and then scrub them from your hard drive, that'd be great.
Thanks.
I managed to get everything.
All right. Did I ever tell you about how I spent 8 years of my life in my family?
No purpose anymore.
8 years, about.
Goodbye.
And the reason why I bring it up is because it's starting to come back now. It's coming full circle. But with my dad, who was a crazy fuck, accusing my mother and I of sleeping together. I've never brought that up, have I?
Oh, my God.
I blocked it out, I think.
Yeah.
It's coming back.
Yeah.
He would get in fights with me. He would get in arguments with me.
Wow.
All the time we would get in arguments. And it would always escalate to very quickly. It would start with, you're late. We got to go. We're going to be late to football practice.
You're fucking your mother,
where's your jersey? And then within 30 seconds of that argument, he'd be like, I know you want to sleep with your mother. I know. You want me out. Oedipus. I know what it is. You know what it is? I know what it is. It's like, you fuck.
Did you ever say yes just to fuck with him?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Oh.
But I forgot all about that. I blocked it out because it went away for the last 6-7
wow,
years.
Wow, that's pretty deep. That's
and
pretty
now
uncomfortable.
It's coming back now that he's older. He's bringing that back. I know you. Went to lunch with him.
You should
just a couple
hire
weeks ago.
A chick that and put a wig on that looks like your mom and have her on her knees with her back to the door.
Why does she have
you.
To put a wig? Why
you're
can't
alpha.
You just,
you're alpha male. You
like
want
she's
me out?
Like she's blowing Anderson and leave the door cracked so when your dad walks by. It's just
yeah. Well, why is he gonna go through the trouble of hiring a woman who doesn't have similar hair?
No.
And then have to go get a wig. Why doesn't he just get the one that has hair?
Well, because I figured it would have to be his girlfriend who would do it because I thought it would be uncool.
But you said
to play this joke on his dad and tell Jillian I'm gonna get someone else.
When my sister first had her kid, I thought it would be a hilarious joke to get a wax dummy of the baby and put it in the fire and have a remote for the fire. And as soon as Ashley walked in the door from work, I was going to push the button and get the flames going up. And I thought that was kind of funny. And my dad thought that was not. That would be kind of funny just to see her reaction.
Funnier
is
to be at the top of the stairs and walk down and throw it at them.
Yeah, drop it.
Because if they catch it, then be like, oh, that'd be a great catch in case I actually did throw
it. Did
your
you baby. Say a wax baby?
Yeah, something that.
Yeah, where are you getting a wax baby? Yeah. By the way,
I get a bunch of candles.
Can you imagine what a pain in the ass that would be?
You're gonna contract out
hey, it's a wax baby.
You make a.
We can
wax
make you a baby out
infants?
Of plastic. Nope, we want wax.
Hey,
with
Tyler,
a big wig sticking out of his head.
Familiar with a kind of a cult video game where you're on rollerblades and you rollerblade around Japan and you tag things?
Jet Set Radio Future.
Yeah.
JSRF. I've never actually played it, but yes, I know
pretty
it.
Sweet. My brother and I used to play it all the time. And here's what's really cool: it was actually
they have wax babies.
No, you can you spray paint, you tag things,
wax
and then the cops
baby.
Come, and the cops come, and they chase you. And you could actually input whatever you wanted to tag. You could put your own picture in there, so your character would be tagging an actual picture of your yourself or anything you wanted. And my little sister with the kid. This is back when the kid was still new, and my brother and I were very inappropriate. And she was always bugging us. She wanted to play. And my brother and I, we had a plan to, we never followed through with it, thank God. But we had a plan to Photoshop her son in very compromising.
How, as a baby?
That's a good plan.
As a baby.
Oh, my God.
Makes sense.
Photoshop with Peter North.
Do you know what? If this show is listened to by somebody that wasn't familiar with the show, Like just that one line, when my sister had the baby, my brother and I had plans to do something very inappropriate.
And then we were like, because we never let her come into
plans.
And my
first, we were going to bang mom.
And then
second,
I'm like, that usual. Was our plan. And then we were going to say, hey, Ash, you want to come play the game? And she'd be all excited. And then she'd, her character would get up to tag something, and it would be she'd be tagging
a picture of her
newborn child.
I saw an interesting app.
It is precious.
There's an interesting app. Should I tell you what it's called?
God, that would have been great. No, Mike, just talk about the app.
Someone put it on my phone. It's called...
He's buying himself time.
It's called Snapchat.
It's called what?
Snapchat. So here's what here's why it's interesting.
MySpace for kids.
It sounded stupid at first, and then I thought it's cool for this fact. So you take a picture of whatever you want, yourself, anything.
Stupid.
You send it to your
friend. Peter North involved.
It texts it the picture.
Is Peter North involved?
To your selected recipient, full screen. With a caption, anything you want. Like it can be like your dick. It could be you flipping the bird. But here's the thing. Here's the good part about it is there's a timer, and you put how long you want it to show on their screen, and you can do it for 1 second, and then it's gone forever, and they can never get it back.
I'm into it.
So it's cool because you can go like – and it shows up full screen on their screen, and then it's gone.
So you can do it to like your boss.
You can do like 1 second, 5 seconds, 10 seconds.
So you're gonna get like an invite. It's like, oh, Mike wants me to be his friend on this app. He downloads it. It's like, fuck you, and then it's gone.
No, but I love the idea of sending somebody a picture of yourself that might be compromising, and then it just disappears.
Brett Favre would like that.
Yeah.
Wait, but so many girls are going to use this, like.
Yeah,
for
this
sexual
is bullshit.
Things, and then the guys can't keep it. That's not that cool.
If you're fast and they set it for 5 seconds, you
can
do a screen grab.
Yeah.
I think you can. I don't know. But the 1 second one is 1 second flies by because it was like done.
Thank God Jillian doesn't listen to this anymore.
Why doesn't she listen anymore?
Because it's not on iTunes anymore.
If
we lost Jillian, she's kind of like the canary. She's a canary. She's a canary.
Canaria?
She's a canary. And I feel like if she's not
listening.
Yes,
from the species canaria.
The health of the program
she's
is not good.
She's a canary in a bullshit show mine.
Health of the program is not good.
She dies. We got a problem.
She dies. We're going to party.
Woo-hoo! What? You guys, come on. What's going on? What's going on here?
What?
That is offensive.
I didn't finish my story. Then it's probably not even good.
Anderson didn't tell us how his sister's homeless either.
What?
No. It actually wasn't even that good. It just occurred to me the other day that because Jillian was her roommate for a while. I'm like, remember that time when I'm like, yeah, I got a sweet tooth, and because I was up there visiting them, and my sister's like, oh, here I have a candy bar, and she tossed me a candy bar. I bite into it, and she goes, somehow it came up that she got it while dumpster diving because that's where she got all her food.
Creeper.
Because she was dating a homeless guy. That's what they did in their free time.
You know what I miss? Marathon bars from the 70s, 80s.
What?
It was like a braided. Caramel dipped in chocolate. Mm-hmm. Hey, you want to hear what a piece of shit I am? Mm-hmm. I'm driving to Tucson tomorrow to visit two relatives in particular.
You're going out there to make Arizona jokes, right?
One whose wife passed away recently, and he's one of my
Sounds
favorite
hilarious.
Relatives.
Crack but some been, jokes about that.
I didn't go to the funeral because I couldn't get out of town back then, like 6 months or 8 months ago.
So were we planning, talking about that on the show?
Yeah, I've been planning on going out just to, you know, stay for a day and a half, 2 days.
Just a little swing?
Visit some relatives, say hi to the other relatives that I haven't seen for a couple of, like a year and a half or something. So I'm driving out tomorrow, and what's on my mind is maybe I should go to Tombstone and just blow off Tucson. Like, I'm taking the trip anyway, and now I've made it about me. I'm like, maybe I'll just go right past Tucson, go to Tombstone. Hang out for a day, spend the night, and drive home.
That sounds like a good plan.
This makes me feel like a piece
I'll
of crap.
I'll be a huckleberry.
My dad and I went back east to Maryland from his
the mom banging convention.
His sister's funeral. My aunt.
Mm-hmm. Not as funny.
And his side of the family was over there. I hadn't seen them since I was like a little kid. Right, this is a few years ago, and they're like, so the funeral ends, and they're like, so you guys get to like you know. Stay for dinner, and my dad and I are like, nope, got to get back to L.A. Our plane didn't leave for like 4 days, but the Penguins were – did I already tell you? The Penguins were – it's not even real games. They had,
I love the way – I thought you were going to say 4 hours. Plane didn't leave for like four days.
Yeah, the Penguins were doing –
it's not we're staying for 4 days. Our plane doesn't – when's our plane leaving? 4 days.
It was like training camp. It was like 3 weeks before the season even started, and like all the rookies were
going to
be skating around.
So you're going to like practice?
So my dad and I were racing to Pittsburgh to watch the Penguins practice. I will never see that. That's my immediate family. I will never see them again. It was probably the last time I could have ever seen them. Can't stand for dinner!
Hey, you gotta watch an 18-year-old kid play hockey.
At least you showed up at the funeral.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like a female version of my dad. She looked a lot like my dad. It was creepy.
You fucking your dad?
You fucking my your dad's wife?
You fucking my brother?
Who would be the star of that convention is that little kid Angelina Jolie adopted.
What convention?
Can I just reiterate?
Fucking their mom's convention.
My lovely father, who I love. I love you, Daddy. But
Las Vegas welcomes the motherfuckers 2012.
I think you might be guilty of that now that you're kissing your dad's ass. Mm.
Can I point out that my dad's a therapist? He's a psychologist. Yeah. And for him to fuck with his son from the age of like probably 14 is when he started saying these things to me. Maybe a little older, maybe 15. But for him to try and accuse his own son, that's just how paranoid and fucked up my dad is.
I know you want to have sex with my wife.
Oh. No, actually, that's my mom.
Well, I know. Ever heard of Oedipus? Ever heard of Oedipus?
Like, all right, then. All right.
I got to take a piss, Dad.
I like to eat a puss.
Like, you ever heard of Equus? You ever heard of Equus? I just turned it around. All right. Can we end this fucking abortion? Sorry. Excuse my language. I'm sorry.
What did the doctor say to the nurse?
Let's abort.
No. But you said, whatever. Shut up.
What did the doctor say to the nurse? I don't know what.
No, it was a use. Can we end this fucking abortion? Like, that's what he says. And he's like, sew her up.
He takes his time.
I don't
he loves his work.
I don't get. Can we play the music?
I'm talking about an abortion doctor.
Yeah, you know how sometimes
Arizona
you get a haircut.
Jokes you want
takes like an hour.
Yeah, Mike, work on some Arizona jokes like right now. Like, just what do you got off?
I already tried a Roadrunner thing.
Yeah, what's it?
Try something with a cactus and like your asshole or something.
How about this one? What's the deal with the names of your cities? Buckeye, Arizona. What the fuck's with that? And then there's Goodyear.
I make some California jokes, but I really know three California cities. So
you only know three California cities?
Yeah. What are those?
The big ones. I live in Arizona, man.
I can name more Arizona cities than you can name
Phoenix,
California.
Tucson, yeah. Yuma,
Flagstaff.
Glendale is an Arizona city too, so that counts as two, right?
No.
Scottsdale.
What's the deal with Goodyear? Where do they make tires there? What's the deal?
Why is Flagstaff so cold?
What do you do with 365 used condoms?
Have you seen? There's
make
a
motel. Why, tire,
why don't
good
you
year.
Do daylight savings time?
There's a
why don't you do daylight savings?
There's a motel in Arizona. I forgot where it's at, and it's all Airstream
trailers.
What's the
deal with the Cardinals?
And it's
they're a baseball team and a football.
What's
team?
The deal with the Hoover Dam?
Did you guys
it's
see
Nevada and Arizona?
What's the deal with that Grand Canyon?
Can I get a fucking word in?
No.
I forgot what I was going to say now. Sorry.
You were talking about the Arizona card.
Did you see Seinfeld's new show? It's a web show. Have you
no,
seen
I don't
it?
Watch things on the web.
Have you seen it, Tyler?
No.
It's called Cars and Coffee.
Sounds what? Terrible.
Sounds really awful.
It's great.
Is it as funny as that
it's
Super great. Bowl commercial?
It's very
that
entertaining.
Wasn't funny?
And the first show, it's him and Larry David. The next one's Ricky Gervais. It's 20 minutes. And he picks someone up and goes and gets coffee, and they just shoot the shit. But it's fucking...
When he picks
Larry
up,
David is so goddamn girl. Funny.
I will watch that one.
Yeah, it's good.
What's the deal with Larry David? Why does he have two first names?
What I thought was funny about it is... I'm not going to...
You know the director of the program? The director of the program is Larry Charles. The only way you get on that set is if you have two first names.
Yeah.
Seinfeld isn't a first name.
It is in the Jewish community.
No, it's not.
Can we talk about Kristen Stewart fucking the director of that movie?
Yeah. Jillian is so upset about that.
Really?
Why?
They just made out.
I like it.
Because Jillian is still like...
I'm glad it happened.
Naive.
I'm glad someone's getting their dick wet. Am I right?
I don't want to say naive, but like, she still believes that the world can be it should be a better place than it is, and it's just
what,
beyond
what, super her. Rich, fancy... Beautiful people who are in the movies should be in relationships together.
Hey, I gotta say,
no, because he has like he's married with kids. Apparently.
Yeah, no, that guy,
well, yeah,
she's
just
that
she's
guy.
Shattered.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought she shattered because
yeah, me too.
Rob Pattinson
I don't even think about the guy
are broken up.
No,
so I was
thought
like,
too.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, why is she so upset?
Okay, I get it from that she's standpoint. Upset.
I gotta say though,
she's
I,
in the garden, just like I can't.
She doesn't seem like a nice person.
Jillian
does
not do the gardening.
She doesn't seem
she
nice,
does.
But. The fact that she's the only celebrity I've ever seen that immediately fessed up.
Oh, Kristen Stewart?
Yeah.
Because she
I cheated on Robert. I
she can't act. Have you seen? There's no way she could lie.
Wait.
She knows her weaknesses.
You know what? I got to say, Adventureland, she was pretty good.
Right. Nah. She plays
and
herself
pretty
all
fucking
the
hot. In I fact, like I fell in love with her.
Of course you did, because she's like, is she
yeah,
17?
She
is she 18?
She's crazy beautiful. And I've never seen the Twilight movies or anything else she's
Mike,
ever done.
I don't want to bring up the fisting story.
Don't.
You fisted Kristen Stewart?
But
it's Kristen. Kristen.
Kristen Stewart, yeah.
Were you defacing the inside of the womb by carving your phone number in there?
What are you talking about?
Carving. Yeah. I used a Sharpie.
For newborns. So they'd come out and they would have his number already.
Sharpie like, works on vaginas.
Wait, where is this
deep
coming from?
Deep
what
embedded.
Is, wait,
in his
what?
Never mind. I don't even want to get to that.
I get one of those things from an old printing press where it's the embossed, letters.
I'm tracking with you now. For it's those who don't know what we're talking about.
It's the embossed letters in lead that are backwards. So when you press it down on the paper in ink, but I implant one of those inside of a womb.
Right.
And so hopefully the baby's forehead presses against it.
No, so hopefully the baby will, like, it'll be, like, deeply embedded in
ooh, I got the new thing for designer, the new designer baby
thing. The worst show we've ever done.
For rich
the
people.
The filthiest show we've ever done.
For rich people that are pregnant, they have a doctor surgically implant under their top layer of skin a countdown meter to, like, their due date. So, like, whenever you walk around, you pull up your shirt, and it's like...
Because you get so tired of telling people when your due date is.
Yeah.
I got a better idea. Next time I'm
how about their belly just gets bigger and bigger? Yeah?
I'm gonna use magical sleight of hand, and I'm going to put in one of those little teeny babies that's on top of birthday cakes. And when it comes out, I'm going to go, congratulations!
Sleight of hand. There's no sleight of hand. It's violently raised.
You have to palm it like this, with your thumb. It's one of those little Baskin-Robbins babies.
This
like,
is not a
congratulations
show I'm
on your baby. And I'm going to slip it in there, and it's going to come out
you
when she goes in the bathroom.
You don't have to slip it in. You just
pull it out.
Just pull it out at the delivery.
No, I want it to come out naturally. I'm like, oh, we got a breach on our hands.
He can't wait at all. Like, he puts it up there, and then they're done. And he's like, honey, don't you have to go pee?
By the way, that would be the worst way to spoil sex. You're
pee?
Going down on a girl, and then... You lift your head up from between her legs. You got that little baby
in your mouth. Okay, this is not a show I'm proud of.
Have you heard the prank where you fill the top of the toilet bowl with like spaghetti noodles, so that when someone flushes and then they look back at the toilet, they think that they have like worms.
Okay,
or something.
We need to continue now. For
no,
10 minutes.
I haven't heard that. I haven't.
Don't want to end
that
on
prank,
that.
How gross
that
is
prank
that?
Sounds like bullshit.
Don't
you
want
fill
to
the top
that.
Of the toilet.
You fill the part where the water the can. Water
yeah, but
can
how does it? How does it stick? How does it stay?
You put wet noodles in there, and then when you flush, that's what
all
fills
right,
the bowl.
Stop
so
it.
Then there's noodles in the bowl.
Yeah, that's it.
And no, then your Asian
not,
neighbor
not continue.
Does his third world sit and needs noodles out of your toilet.
Tyler, what the fuck? We're not this show. This is gross. Why are we eating? To take it to the Asian neighbor. What the
fuck? You gotta do the prank first, and then the Asian neighbor has to be next in the bathroom, and the guy that got the prank done on him doesn't want to flush it. It's a lot of factors.
Wait, don't flush that. That.
Hold on, my
guys,
Asian neighbor's coming over. Who's impulsively going to eat out of the toilet?
Mike, you know
that
thing about regret?
They can't stop
about
eating noodles no matter where they're at. That's even more racist.
If he sees a noodle, he's got
they just drop to their knees.
What's
it's,
the deal?
It's like crack. It's like crack. What regret thing? I already regret everything I said tonight. The fisting thing, I tried to not. I decided I don't want to bring that up again. And
I brought that up. I'm sorry.
Hey, here's what
ever since the fisting got brought up. Let's cut
Tyler,
all
we were having a conversation. We came up with a couple ideas for the show. One was we
it
are
be good
we are going to delete all the old episodes.
No,
and start
stop.
Fresh.
We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk. We'll talk about that in the parking lot.
All right.
While macheting each other. Okay.
But let's do it fast before anyone downloads them.
Oh my God, Mike, are you really this stupid?
Yes.
It's called building a little momentum, Anderson.
Poor
getting
Kyle. Kyle
show.
Says,
who's
I live
Kyle?
In Tucson. Whenever Tucson is mentioned, I lose my effing mind.
Why?
I think he's so excited that we mentioned Tucson.
I'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah. Here's another piece. Maybe you can use this, work this into your Tucson, your Phoenix jokes. Listener, Hata Squiggle wrote, Flagstaff is an amazing place.
I've heard it's nice. I've probably driven through it a bunch of times.
That's not funny.
I think it's actually Ate Suile.
Oh, Hate Squiggle. His name is Hate Squiggle. And he's posted a lot, and he needs a job. That's his moniker. If you're on the message boards, you're an adolescent. If you've posted a few, you're addicted. If you posted more, and if you posted a lot, you needs a job. Right? I think there's something else on there.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, can we not do gross things anymore, like talk about Asians eating?
Yeah, I think you're right.
worms out of. I mean, that's so.
Not worms. Noodles.
Eddie Ift and Jim Jefferies talking shit. I mean, that's like.
I agree with you.
I don't want to be associated.
You were laughing your balls off 4 minutes.
He did like the imagery of the Asian man being so.
I was not.
It's noodles.
That's like you losing your mind thinking Jackass is the greatest movie you've ever seen and then walking out there and be like, you know, I don't understand what,
really,
what people find.
Really gross.
In that. It's just.
It's really gross.
So common denominator.
Mm-hmm. It is. It really is.
Hey, I'm glad we're back, you guys.
Are we back? It doesn't feel like we're back. It feels like
next week you'll feel like we're back. We're doing a show next week, right?
Can we change the name of the show?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
What do you want to call it?
Wish we were Jim and Eddie If talking shit about Asians eating noodles.
How about noodle toilet?
I finally think something's funny about that whole bit. All right, let's end the show. Let me play the music. Actually, I thought of a great name and I can't remember what it is.
The Dirty Brothers.
Hey, why don't we change our name to the Adam Carolla Show and see if we get more listeners?
Okay.
What was it called? Damn it, I had a great idea for the name of the show earlier tonight. Regret Radio? That wasn't it.
Do you guys want to try it? Do you guys want to, how about if we do a new show where we just look up weird stuff on eBay and come in and talk about it?
eBay? Why? A new show about eBay?
What? I don't know.
Not doing that.
Trying to come up with some stupid idea.
Guys, I found this, and then you go, no, but I found this. No, but I found this. That'd be the show.
Terribly awesome news.
Yeah.
Hey, Tyler, honestly, though, how's the new job?
It's good.
So, Mike, I was hoping he would elaborate a little bit more. I wanted to cut him off. I was hoping he would elaborate.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's good.
I'm sorry.
No, I was hoping Tyler would
elaborate.
Why are you
apologizing?
Are we going to read this book together?
Yeah, I think we should.
You guys have to do
a
book report.
A page to you, and then you read a page to me.
Okay. Cut to, we're reading it like those married couples that drink their champagne with their arms crossed.
What if this book is a trap? It's called The Van Gogh Blues, A Creative Person's Path Through Depression.
How to Cut Off Your Ear.
What if it makes you depressed?
In one easy step.
Oh, the guy just wants to listen and watch us progress into severe, severe darkness.
How evil would that be if you're like really smart and you knew like just the
He's
right
He's like a Hannibal Lecter.
To push someone over the edge?
Yeah. And it
write
works.
A depression book?
And it
gets you to bang your mom.
Oh, that would be the best.
I feel like I shouldn't have brought that story up.
No.
I feel like I should not. I was sitting at lunch with my parents like a week before I even went to camp, and my dad started on that for the first time in years. I know you want to sleep with your mother. I know.
Was she
and
sitting
I'm like,
there?
Gosh, yeah.
What is she? She's like.
She just goes, oh, God, not this again. And I'm like, you know what? I've never talked about this on the show, and I thought it was a good idea at the time. Looking back, why the fuck? I should have looked over both shoulders, made sure no one heard it, and just thank God that no one heard it. Instead, I'm like, let's broadcast.
I know, exactly.
Does Jillian know
you
about
say
this
that for the video?
I do think that's an that is
how
really,
drunk were you at lunch?
Yeah, it's very unsettling.
He was drinking, I wasn't.
Oh. I'm looking forward to when I'm getting up there in age and just pretending I'm dead everywhere.
What do you mean?
Like
you close your eyes and
just
slump?
Sitting around like quietly while everyone's like hanging out talking, like maybe at New Year's or something, sitting on the couch and then just pretend I'm dead.
And then making mental notes.
Oh, that's gonna be great.
Dude, you're gonna be the old man that cried wolf. I'm just gonna leave you somewhere sometime when you actually do die.
Yeah, they're like he wanted it this way. Just leave him in the rest stop in Yuma.
So you know how I used to go to sleep to wolves? I got a new one. I got one of those things where I can hang upside down. That hang upside down thing.
Wait, you got one of those things?
I've had it.
You're Batman?
I've had it, but Mickey's had it.
It's for your back and stuff?
Yeah, I got one. But Mickey borrowed
it
months ago, like years ago, but I need it back. I'm getting it back, and I'm going to try and fall asleep in it.
You need it back?
Ooh, that's not a good idea.
I don't think it is.
The blood's going to rush to your head.
I might die, right?
Your head's going to pop like a tomato.
Yeah. That's a bad idea.
Which head,
bro? I'd like to try it,
though. Yeah, come on over. I'm going to get it back from Mixon.
Yeah, you guys can. One of you reads while the other one hangs on the
oh,
back.
Oh yeah, we'll take turns
like bats.
I'll read 5 pages to you while you hang upside down.
Ooh,
then,
I thought we were only doing 1 page at a time. Five is kind of a commitment.
Well, no, if we're hanging upside down, it's kind of hard.
And you have
to
read out loud.
The
and there's an English teacher who corrects you. Sound it out, Michael.
All right, we gotta go. Good night, everybody. Promise less filth next time and more creativity.
More filth, less creativity.
I'm gonna do a Ustream on the way to Arizona. You guys don't mind that I'm doing that, do you?
Mike's masturbation show?
You're going to do a Yuma stream.
I had nothing to say the other night, and I was really embarrassed by it, so I hung out for like a half an hour and then re-logged on and just drove around Hollywood.
That sounds awful. Good night.
Arabona.
Stupid.
Hey.